Previously on the Cowboys Comeback.
Holt?
Amanda? Wow, it's good to see you again.
What are you doing in Bronco? And you have a kid? Wow.
I live here now. My family bought a big ranch last year, Dalton's Grange. I have a cabin on the property for me and Robbie.
Got your number from Happy Hearts. I could really use your help. Oliver ran under Robbie's bed when we got home, and now Bentley's under there too, and Robbie's worried they both hate him in his room. Robbie keeps asking if that nice Amanda can come talk to them. Can she? P.S. Sorry if this is way out of bounds. I'll understand.
Oh boy.
You tutor kids in reading?
Yeah, sometimes. Why?
Would you consider tutoring Robbie this summer?
Maybe.
How'd I get so lucky to have you walk back into my life?
I can't believe I ran into you. I still can't get over saying how sweet at Happy Hearts, thinking I was talking to a complete stranger and finding
the guy who acted like a heartless jerk to the woman he loved.
Well, you definitely didn't love me, Holt, or you wouldn't have walked away. Hey, Poyne, you're not going to believe the night I had. You're right. Time to switch gears. Not going to be up all night thinking about that kiss.
Amanda's thoughts instantly transported her back to her kiss with Holt. Those lips. It happened in an instant. One moment they were talking on the porch, and then suddenly she was sinking into his muscular and strong arms. His warm and passionate kiss made her feel like she was the only woman in the world, and the feeling of his hard body against hers drove her wild. Amanda's face flushed with the memory.
Exactly. What kiss? Let's put our energy into something productive. How about we see what we can dig up for Mel, huh?
Amanda figured she'd start with online groups related to Rust Creek Falls, a very small town, and Bronco. With Poindexter on her lap, she did some searches for online groups concerning adoption, and bingo, there was a public chat group of people looking for information. Amanda typed her own new post into the site.
I'm looking for information about a baby girl likely born in Rust Creek Falls 70 plus years ago to teenaged parents and placed for adoption by the birth father's family. The families, the surnames, are Cobbs and Abernathy, would have originally been from Rust Creek Falls. I have reason to believe the adoptive family was from Bronco. Please contact me with any leads.
She closed her laptop. Her post was pretty general, but there was a time frame, a place, surnames, and all that was a good start.
I hope we find you, Beatrix Abernathy.
Oof. Oh, these stilettos have been pinching me all night. Gorgeous, but painful.
Sounds like the guy I just spent the last few hours with.
Amanda. A guy? I thought you were staying in with Point tonight.
Well, that was the plan. Then Holt called.
Holt? Sounds sexy.
Oh, he is. I've mentioned him, though not by his name. He was that summer love 10 years ago at a camp where we worked. I thought we'd be together forever. But he dumped me the last day. I ran into him late this afternoon when I was at Happy Hearts. Now he's a cattle breeder. His family owns one of the biggest, most gorgeous ranches in Bronco Heights, Dalton's Grange.
He's a Dalton?
Yep. And I met all four of his brothers and his parents. Holt's mom even asked me to stay for dinner. I even agreed to tutor his son so he can move up to a better reading group. Most of the night was pretty wholesome.
Most of the night? Oh, I need all the details.
Well, after everyone left and Robbie was asleep, Holt and I had a cup of coffee on the patio.
Okay, romantic, go on.
Yeah, a little too romantic. We got to talk a little bit about what happened 10 years ago, and then somehow we kissed.
Ah!
But it it was a stupid one-time thing. I mean, the chemistry is undeniable. But I told him straight up that I was not trying to let a man get close to me again, much less Holt Dalton. And he said he's got too much on his plate to get close to anyone anyway. So we agreed to keep it platonic.
Oh, sure. Like that'll happen. You two will end up lip-locked within minutes of seeing each other the next time.
Ugh. He is an amazing kisser. But I mean it. No more. He completely broke my heart. He just walked away.
Your trust is shot. I totally get it. But life and love are about risk.
That's just it. I don't want to take risks. I never want to be that hurt again. I did try again, and look what happened. Same thing.
Well, since you'll be tutoring Holtz's son, it sounds like you agree to spend some serious time with the Dalton duo. And that means you might not have any say over what your heart says and does.
Tutoring his son will be about Robbie, not about me and Holt. There is no me and Holt.
Uh-huh. Well, I'll say this. I'm glad you're gonna tutor his son, because you're putting yourself in the path. And that's where you should be, sweetie. Not hiding out in your room with Poindexter. Sorry, cutie. Much as I love that cat. Oh, I am zoinked out. I can't wait to get out of this jumpsuit and into my PJs.
Party was a success, I'm sure.
Definitely was. See you in the morning, roomie.
Night, Brittany. Thanks for the talk.
Amanda arrived at Tender Years Daycare for a social media meeting the next morning. It was hard for her not to imagine what it would be like to have a little kid of her own.
I wish I had hair like yours, Miss Amanda.
Aw, I love your hair.
Really? Mine used to be long like yours, but my sister put gum in it, so my mommy had to cut it.
Really and truly. And sorry about the gum. That happened to me once. I'll bet by the holidays, your hair will be much longer.
Really?
Definitely.
Yay!
Come on back, Amanda.
Hi, Lucinda. Thanks so much for squeezing me in.
No, thank you for waiting. It's been a crazy morning.
You kidding? I could stand and watch those kids out there for days. I can't believe how cute they are.
Maybe one day you'll have a rug rat of your own to drop off.
Yeah, not likely.
No?
I mean, I love kids. It's the man element I'm having trouble with.
Who says you need a man?
I know, it's just how I always envisioned raising a kid. But you're right, I shouldn't limit myself.
Well, come by anytime. You can play with the kids and scout the single dads if you're still looking for a partner.
Wow, thanks, Lucinda. Why don't we go over my campaign? Would love your feedback on a few things.
Thanks for stopping by, Amanda. So excited about the campaign. Keep it up.
I'm so glad. See you soon.
Bye, Miss Amanda.
Bye. It was so nice meeting you. Oh, I'm so sorry. Mr. Dalton?
Yes. Amanda, Holt's friend from the other night.
How nice to see you again, Mr. Dalton. It was so thoughtful of your wife to invite me to your house for dinner last night.
Call me Neil. I'm sorry you saw me get so upset during dessert at Holt's, but that's exactly why I'm here.
It is?
I want to find out if there's an opening for Robbie for the rest of the month, so that Holt can concentrate on the ranch. With the day camp not willing to take him anymore, Holt's out of options. He already went through about 5 sitters who all quit and said Robbie was just too much.
I didn't realize Holt was looking for a slot here for Robbie. I can introduce you to Lucinda.
I haven't talked to Holt yet. I figured I'd find out if there was an opening before trying to sway Holt to enroll Robbie. He just needs some structure for the rest of the summer until he gets back to school.
Mr. Dalton, welcome. Why don't you come on back?
Nice seeing you again.
You too.
Hey, Morgan. You seen Pops anywhere?
Nope, not today.
Shep, where's Dad?
Just saw him going to the barn.
Dad, there you are.
Here I am. So, is this Amanda, your girlfriend? I ran into her this morning. I was walking in, she was walking out. Small world.
Walking out of where?
Tender Years. She does marketing, whatever, for them.
Why were you at Tender Years?
Well, that's what I wanted to talk to you about. Turns out the daycare has a full-time slot open. Robbie could start tomorrow and stay until school starts. Boy could use some structure the next few weeks.
Between his grandmother and his uncles, he has plenty of structure. His relatives enjoy spending time with him.
I love Robbie Holt, but he's a whirlwind. Just think about the idea of daycare. That's all I'm asking.
I won't think about it. I have a good arrangement the next few weeks with Mom and my brothers watching Robbie when I can't. And I can hire a sitter now and again.
The last few refused to come back.
So I'll find someone else, Dad.
You were always unnecessarily stubborn. Amazing that lovely young woman still likes you from when you knew her 10 years ago.
Why wouldn't she?
Oh, look, Holt, I don't want trouble between us. It means the world to me that you're here at Dalton's Grange with Robbie. You know that. I'm just saying that my grandson, and I love that boy like mad, is a lot like you were at his age. Rein him in now and save yourself problems down the road.
Oh, so now Robbie's a juvenile delinquent in the making?
He needs structure, Holt, plain and simple.
I know what my son needs.
Why don't you ask Amanda what she thinks? She'll tell you structure is a good thing for a rowdy child. I was too lenient with you, and I regret it. That's what this is all about.
What Robbie needs is love and guidance and supportive people around him. You're way too hard on him. He's 7 years old. He's a good kid, but yes, he makes mistakes. But the way you bark at him doesn't change his behavior.
I don't mean to bark, but sometimes I can't help it.
Well, guess what? Neither can Robbie. He needs to be around his family right now. That's what I believe.
Hey, Neil! Where's the shipment of hay barrels go?
Hang on, I'm coming. Stubborn.
Like father, like son.
Go get it, Bentley. Good boy. Dad, did you see it?
Wow.
I saw, bud. You're training him up real good.
Training him really well.
I guess that's why you're the tutor, not me.
I knew Bentley was going to a great home, but to see him running around with a happy little boy chasing balls, it warms my heart.
And they'll both sleep very well tonight. Not sure about me, though. Heard you ran into my dad at daycare.
Yeah, I asked why he was there and he told me. I had a feeling the conversation between you two would not go well.
It didn't.
How many hours does your mom watch him?
2 hours a day in the afternoons. She hasn't said anything, but maybe it's too much for her. Been thinking about starting up my sitter search again. I don't think we've scared them all away.
I mean, I can take over that time slot if it turns out your mom does need a break. Robbie and I can spend an hour on reading and then an hour playing with Bentley and Oliver. I can give him some really good training tips.
You'd do that? I'd pay you an amazing rate.
Nope. I won't take a cent. I'll do it for the experience. And besides, Robbie and I are old pals at this point.
You have plenty of experience.
Not experience tutoring. Experience with... Well, I've come to the realization that I want a child. Since that likely won't happen the traditional way, I've been starting to think about adopting as a single mother. Now I want to be a mother more than anything. And spending some real time with Robbie, not in a classroom setting like at school, a couple hours every day could really help me figure things out.
Why wouldn't it happen the traditional way?
I thought I told you. I gave up on love and thinking my Mr. Right will come along. I like the idea of adopting an older child who needs a family.
You gave up on love because of me. I'm so damn sorry, Amanda.
Not exactly. I kept my more recent past to myself. 2 years ago, I was engaged. And my fiancé left me at the altar. Almost literally. We were in Las Vegas, minutes from actually tying the knot.
I'm very sorry.
Like I said, I'm done with love. Romantic love, I mean. But I do want a child. And you need a sitter, and I'd like to do my own first-hand research of sorts by spending lots of time with a child.
Amanda's here. Bentley, guess what? Amanda's gonna teach me to read better.
Hey, why don't we finish this conversation tonight after your lesson, when we can get some time away from prying little ears?
Okay.
Robbie, collect the balls and drop them in the bucket. Then we'll wash up before your reading lesson with Amanda.
Okay, Daddy. Come on, Bentley.
Look at those two. I don't always make the right choices, but this, I knocked it out of the park.
You sure did. He and Bentley are so good together. Talk about a bonded pair from the get-go.
I'll let you two get after it. I'm gonna take a quick walk over to the main house, then I'll come check on everyone.
Great. Robbie, you ready to rock and roll?
Settle down, Holt Alton. Settle down. Mama?
In here.
Hey, Mom. What you working on?
Oh, just another watercolor landscape. These mountains are too gorgeous not to paint. Got my precious grandson with you?
Actually, Robbie's at the house with Amanda right now. She's tutoring him in reading, starting today. Robbie really likes her.
I can understand why. Come in. Sit down. Amanda seems lovely. You really like her, too?
Actually, yes. But I messed up the first time, and I doubt she'll give me another chance. She's already planning a future without me, or even any husband in it.
What do you mean?
She says she's done with love and romance. She wants a child, though, and is thinking about adopting. She even suggested working with Robbie every day on his reading and then spending another hour just playing so she can get some mother experience. In other words, in 3 weeks, when Robbie goes back to school, I won't see her anymore.
Well, I'll tell you what, Holt. She may have given up on love, or think she has anyway, but if you have feelings for her, then see what you can do about it. Minds can be changed. Trust me.
I do have feelings for her. Absolutely.
Well, you know, Holt, I signed up for an intensive knitting class that meets every weekday from 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock for the next 2 weeks. I figured I'd switch times with your brothers, but maybe Amanda can fill in?
Oh, she'd love to, so that's perfect. Listen, Mom, I want to ask you something, and I want your complete honesty. Deal?
Of course.
Is Robbie too much?
If you're asking if that's why I signed up for the knitting class, absolutely not. I adore my grandson, and spending these 2 hours a day with him is a highlight, Holt. Yes, he's a whirlwind, but he's a sweetheart. And I'm not saying that because he's my grandson. Robbie has a huge heart and means well. I love that boy to pieces, and there's no way I'm giving up my summertime with him. I'll split the difference with his uncles and get my Robbie time that way.
I guess I knew you felt that way, but it feels really good to hear it. Dad definitely thinks Robbie's too much.
Your father thinks just about everything is too much. The price of feed, the news, the way Shep races his horses, the weather. I could go on.
Thanks, Mom.
Come here. You're never too old to give your mother a hug.
I love you, Mom. I needed this.
I love you too, hun. That's what mothers are for.
This woman deserves a Nobel Prize if she's getting Robbie to enjoy reading this much.
Daddy!
Oh, hey, buddy. Careful, I got sharp knives out.
That smells so good. Doesn't that smell so good, Amanda?
It sure does.
You know what I'm cooking up?
Chicken parm and garlic bread.
Your favorite. And I made enough for three. Would you stay, Amanda? We'd like to thank you for what definitely sounded like a good first day of reading practice.
It was fun, Daddy. I read a chapter book to Amanda about a dog named Joey who has a cat for a best friend, just like Bentley and Oliver.
Sounds great. Why don't you wash up for dinner? Then you can tell me all about it.
Okay.
I was just a little hungry before, but now I'm starving. That smells too good. Can I do anything?
No. Your work is done for the day. How about a glass of wine?
Won't say no to that.
Cheers.
Cheers. Taco okay with your mom?
Better than okay. and you're on for the every weekday arrangement. Turns out my mom is taking a knitting class that meets every day at that time for the next 2 weeks, so I need someone to fill in for her anyway.
I'm glad. Wow. I'll really get to put my plan into motion. I mean, not that spending 2 hours a day with Robbie is anything close to what goes into raising a child, but I'll get a real sense, you know?
I think it's great that you want to be a mom, and that you're thinking of an older child. That's beautiful, Amanda. There are a lot of kids out there who need loving homes.
All washed.
Awesome. Now, everybody grab a dish and let's eat.
Daddy, this is so good.
I'll second that.
Thanks, buddy. But don't talk with your mouth full. Glad to see everyone's clearing their plate. Everyone get enough?
I'm stuffed.
Yeah, stuffed, Daddy.
Love to hear it. Why don't you two take Bentley out while I clean up?
No way. I'm on dishes duty. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Daddy, can Amanda watch my bedtime show with us?
Sure, buddy. Unless she has to get going.
I'd love to watch your show with you, Robbie.
As Robbie, Holt, and Amanda sat in the living room watching cartoons, all Holt could think about was the three of them doing this every night. Amanda was keeping a bit of a distance, but Holt still pictured her on the sofa with Robbie between them.
He's out. I'll take him upstairs. Stay for coffee?
Sure.
While Holt tucked Robbie in, Amanda couldn't help but hover around the family photos displayed all over the room. Little snapshots of a life she wanted for herself, but wouldn't allow herself to have.
Robbie did really well earlier. I think I can help him move up at least 2 reading levels before school starts back up.
That's great. Really, thank you so much.
I don't have to work with Robbie on reading every day, maybe 3 times a week. There are lots of ways to make reading feel joyful, but it's still hard work for him, so I need to be careful of not overdoing it.
I don't know how I got so lucky, Amanda. A reading help from someone experienced who really gets Robbie. And the babysitting time. I know it helps you out too, but I really can't thank you enough.
I'm really happy about the arrangement too.
I have no doubt you'll make an incredible mother, Amanda. You're loving and kind, and Robbie is nuts about you.
Thanks, Holt. You have such a beautiful family. I want to be able to fill my house with family photos like this one day. I have a few pictures of you from that summer we were a couple. I used to take one out and wonder where you were, what you were doing.
Really?
Oh, God. Is that weird?
No. I just used to do the exact same thing. I have a picture of us upstairs. When I got divorced, I thought about looking you up, but...
But what?
I wasn't in a good place. Newly divorced, a young son who didn't understand where his mother was.
Almost without thinking, Amanda reached for Holt's hand and squeezed. He squeezed back. He held onto her hand, looking into her eyes, leaning toward her, leaning a bit more until their lips touched. She moved closer to him, his hands on either side of her face, then in her hair, across her back.
He loved the feel of her, her lightly perfumed scent. Holt couldn't get enough of Amanda, his hands now traveling up the back of her tank top, her soft, bare skin driving him insane. He remembered the first time they made love, when they went camping on their day off, and he felt so much that he thought his heart might actually explode.
Almost unconsciously, Amanda found herself unbuttoning Holt's shirt and pulling it off, feeling his smooth, muscular chest with her hands. She straddles Holt, kissing him with white-hot intensity.
Holt loved feeling the weight of her on him again. In one smooth motion, he removed Amanda's tank top and unhooked her bra. Her little moans drove him wild as he massaged and kissed her breasts. The way she slowly gyrated on his lap and lightly dug her nails into his chest made the electricity undeniable.
He knew exactly what to do with his hands, his mouth. It felt so natural to Amanda, so right in that moment. Without skipping a beat, Holt suddenly stood,
held Amanda up and spun her down on the couch with him on top. He kissed her mouth, her neck, her chest, stomach, hips. He undid the button on her jeans, then the zipper.
Holt, we can't.
No?
We agreed.
But if we both want to, and we clearly do.
I'm obviously attracted to you, but I just know this is a bad idea. I'm sorry, Holt, but I won't go there. I don't want to disappoint Robbie, so I won't back out on him, but no more, Holt. We don't sit on the same sofa anymore. Got it?
Got it.
Holt thought about what his mother had said to him about not giving up so easy. He just had to prove to her that he'd changed, that he was the guy she'd always thought he was. He had a solid 2 weeks to do that while she was here every day, and damn it, he'd do it.